As the air war against Afghanistan continues, so do anti-American protests in neighboring Pakistan. Most of the protests have occurred in cities along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. Some have been violent. Support for the Taliban and for Osama bin Laden remains strong in many parts of western Pakistan. From Quetta, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The first thing that greets you in this rugged border town is dust. Lots of dust. Kicked up by trucks and three-wheeled scooters, it swirls through the desert air, coating everything, cars, buildings, people, in a thin layer of grit. But for the past few days, the air in Quetta has also been filled with something else, plumes of smoke from burning tires and the stinging, acrid smell of tear gas as Pakistani police try to control the protests that broke out after the U.S. bombing campaign against Afghanistan. Quetta is seething, seething with anger over what many people here view as a war against Islam, a war against the people of Afghanistan, no matter what President Bush says to the contrary. Quetta is less than 100 miles from the Afghan border, and every day you can hear the sound of the U.S. jets flying high overhead on their way to bomb the city of Kandahar. Hafez Muhammad Azim, a 24-year-old religious student, says the daily bombing campaign has changed his views about the United States.
I didn't hate America before they attacked Afghanistan, but now I do. I hate America. Day and night, you people are bombing Afghanistan. Bombs do not have eyes, so innocent people are going to be killed.
And with each report of fresh casualties across the border, the anger here gathers steam. Not only in the cities of Quetta and Peshawar, but also in the vast expanse of desert and mountain passes along the Afghan border.
They're coming here. They're coming here. We should leave now. They're coming here. They're coming here.
A group of foreign journalists, escorted by Pakistani police, try to reach the Afghan border to report on the growing refugee crisis. They don't get far. About 1,000 Taliban supporters suddenly appear, seemingly out of nowhere. They block the road and, stones in hand, threaten to attack. Some of the protesters can be heard shouting, "Death to America," and "We want to suck American blood." The journalists and the police quickly retreat. Some say the anger should come as no surprise. Many of the Pashtun people in this part of Pakistan are barely distinguishable from their brethren across the border. They speak the same language, eat the same food, share the same history. In fact, what is now Western Pakistan could have easily been Eastern Afghanistan, were it not for a British officer named Mortimer Durand. In 1893, he drew an arbitrary line, the Durand Line, which cut tribal areas in half. Today, the Durand Line is now the permanent border separating Pakistan from Afghanistan. Many of the Pashtuns on this side of the border support the Taliban, a regime they say has brought a degree of stability to Afghanistan after more than two decades of war and corruption. Faisal Mohammed, a veteran of the Soviet war, says the U.S. will fail in its attempts to dislodge the Taliban.
It's my experience, I'm sharing my experience with you, that they cannot capture Afghanistan. They cannot capture Afghanistan.
But can they get Osama bin Laden? Do you think they can find Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden paida kawai se America?
Ya nis paida kawai.
No, they cannot find Osama.
Why not?
Willing.
It's paternal.
So he has such kind of places in Afghanistan that even from Taliban, two or three of Taliban know that where Osama is.
Osama bin Laden is fast becoming a folk hero in this part of Pakistan, and the longer he evades the U.S., the bigger the myth of Osama grows. For the equivalent of about $2, you can even buy an Osama bin Laden t-shirt, complete with a silk-embroidered picture of the Saudi-born fugitive, and underneath the words, "Jihad is our mission." Suhaid Jamali is a student who lives in Quetta.
I think he's a good man because he is fighting against the Americans. The Americans, in many ideas, they do something cruel or something like that on the people. They only think about their own self.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.